Welcome to God and Country Biblical Exposition. On this week's program, I'd like to address the heartbreaking situation in Afghanistan. And I've entitled this program, The Truth About the Afghanistan Crisis. Because even though the reporters have done a good job in reporting the story, the full story has not been told. The pundits really know nothing. Isaiah 56:10, his watchmen are blind. All of them know nothing. Because this generation doesn't know or discern the ways of the Lord, so they're not able to fully understand events. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it's because they have no dawn. And the text goes on to say such people will be driven away into darkness. And remember the words of Christ in Matthew chapter 16, in the morning you say, there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to discern the appearances of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the time. You know, it's frustrating for Christians to hear commentators try to explain disasters only in terms of bad policy and political parties. So in short, here's the situation. The hand of God has put Joe Biden, his administration, and our whole country to shame and disgrace because they tried to solve the threat of Afghanistan and radical Islam with the arm of the flesh, with humanism, rather than following and implementing Christian truth, the power of the gospel. We approached our dealings with Afghanistan like a nation of pagans, not as Christians. Even at best, a nation of nominal faithless Christians. And we have failed because Jeremiah 17:5, thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength and whose heart turns away from the Lord. And that curse is real when anyone or any nation tries to accomplish a goal without following the truth of Christ, biblical truth. This is the very basis of Psalm 9:17. The wicked will be returned to Sheol, even all nations who forget God. If you leave God out, you fail. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 25, the Lord shall cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will go out one way against them, but you will flee seven ways before them, and you will be an example of terror to all the kingdoms of the earth. So that's the curse against our nation for our personal immorality and our godless foreign policy. But second, the Afghanistans brought a curse down upon their own head because they had a window open for the gospel. Freedom and light were given to them for a little while, but the people rejected Christ. Luke chapter 19, verse 43, for the days will come upon you when your enemies will throw up a barricade against you and surround you and hem you in on every side, and they will level you to the ground and your children within you, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. This happened to Israel in rejecting Christ, and this has happened to many nations since. The new Afghan government insisted on being Islamic and following Sharia law rather than turning to Christ. So there are two aspects to look at here. The curse upon America and the curse upon Afghanistan. But let's not forget, through all of this sin and through all of this chaos, the sin of man is being exposed. The world and its humanism is being put to shame. And a remnant, a very small remnant, is being saved. So first, let's look at the Biden administration and their poorly planned decision to pull out of Afghanistan. 2 weeks ago, Biden pulled out all U.S. troops from Afghanistan, abandoning U.S. bases, airfields, millions of dollars in equipment, advanced weapons, all abandoned to the Taliban, this group of radical Muslim terrorists. The Taliban quickly overwhelmed the Afghan government and the military, taking control of every city. With the American support and the American military money gone, the Afghan government had no stomach to fight the religious zealotry of the Taliban. So literally, Deuteronomy 32:30 took place. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight unless the rock had sold them and the Lord had given them up? President Trump, in an interview last week, said he didn't trust the Afghan president nor the army, that they fought for America and the new Afghan government because they were getting a paycheck from the Americans. They were the highest paid army in the Islamic world. But they were not fighting for principle. They weren't fighting against Islamic ideology because they were also Muslim. They just supported America for America's money. Not all Afghanistans, but enough. Here's a piece from the Daily Caller. An Afghan army commander said Wednesday that the reason his troops couldn't fight any longer against the Taliban was largely because they felt abandoned by the U.S. and President Joe Biden. It's true that the Afghan army lost its will to fight, but that's because of the growing sense of abandonment by our American partners and the disrespect and disloyalty reflected in Mr. Biden's tone and words over the past few months. Afghan General Sami Sadat wrote in the New York Times op-ed, the Afghan army is not without blame. It had its problems, cronyism, bureaucracy, but we ultimately stopped fighting because our partners already had. So here's the New York Times tweet on the general's editorial. We kept fighting, Afghan Army Lieutenant General Sami Sadat writes. But then Mr. Biden confirmed in April he would stick to Mr. Trump's plan and set the terms for the U.S. drawdown. That was when everything started to go downhill. I commanded Afghan troops this year. We were betrayed. It pains me to see President Biden and other Western officials blame the Afghan army for collapsing, but not mention why that happened. Well, that's quite a legacy for the United States, isn't it? America wasn't offering Afghanistan's the military support, but nor did America offer the Afghanistan's anything morally superior. American secularism is morally bankrupt. When it comes to contest between American secularism and the Islamic faith, Islam wins. Because at least Islam acknowledges some aspects of the obvious moral law of God. Remember after Al-Qaeda attacked America, September 11, 2001? Jerry Falwell blamed 9/11 on Hollywood, the homosexuals, the ACLU, on abortionists, and the left mocked him to scorn. But Jerry Falwell was right in two senses. First, the Bible often speaks of God judging the moral sins of a nation by bringing upon her foreign enemies. Second, the reason the Taliban and Al-Qaeda had a resurgence in the Middle East is because America, the West, lost its moral authority. And that provided a foothold and moral authority for the Taliban because they could claim that they were fighting against the great Satan who is pushing LGBTQ values upon the world, which is exactly what the U.S. has been doing through its State Department and through its entertainment. The Taliban would have no moral authority if America was a moral Christian nation. In fact, we would have shamed radical Islam. But now, even radical Islam looks more moral in many ways than America. Our secular, ungodly leaders had no idea what they have brought down upon America by their own lawlessness, including, and not the least, being defeated in Afghanistan, where a group of Bedouin sheep herders have defeated the U.S. military. Islam beat secular relativism because at least Islam believes in something greater than relativism and wokeness. So now, the remaining Americans and American supporters are trapped in Afghanistan under the control of the Taliban, and the Taliban are doing what the Taliban does, raping women and shooting anyone who worked with the Americans. Yet, apparently this was totally unexpected by the Biden administration, because being leftist, they were totally unaware of the nature of evil in this world. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 4, God's curse upon Israel. And I will make mere lads their princes, and capricious children will rule over them, and the people will be oppressed. And also in America, we have spoiled juveniles leading us. The stereotype of the naive, hapless liberal is true. The liberal is a man who believes he can pull out the roots and still have the flower. Because they don't believe in sin, and because they do not regard God's natural and written law, and because they do not regard salvation through Christ to be of any significance, they disregard the gospel. They are tolerant, naive, conciliatory toward the evil of others. And as far as they're concerned, either secularism or moderate secular Islam is sufficient to make a people good. And there is a spiritual solidarity between the left and Islam because they both despise Christianity. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And so in all of the articles and the questions over this last week, was this question, why did this happen? How could this have happened? But anyone who knows anything about false religion versus true religion knows why this has happened. Articles this week, even from the mainstream media, are saying that Biden and his administration are living in a fantasy world, that Biden's response to the Taliban is divorced from reality. Check out this article from last year. Mike Pompeo, Trump's Secretary of State, predicted Biden's fantasy world foreign policy will repeat the mistakes of the Obama administration. Also, a Wall Street Journal article from back in 2008 about Biden's Afghanistan policy back then, entitled Biden's Fantasy World. Sarah Palin may not know as much about the world, but at least most of what she knows is true. So how did these people know that Biden would fail at his foreign policy? Because they understood that the left has a wrong understanding of good and evil, and hence the cause, the effects, and the cure. So now Joe Biden is asking the Taliban to behave themselves in taking over the country. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, said that the U.S. has issued a very strong worded press statement from the U.N. Security Council to tell the repressive Taliban they must respect women's rights and humanitarian law. We have also indicated that they have to be respectful of humanitarian law, and that we do not expect to see that Afghanistan will become a safe haven for terrorists. And our own State Department also sent a warning out to the Taliban. State Department warns Taliban they won't be recognized as a nation if they gain power through violence after capturing seven cities in rapid offensive. Well, that'll certainly show the Taliban a thing or two. This is the naivety of those on the left who do not understand the sin of others. They do not understand the sin in themselves. And it's also the weakness and the cowardice of the ungodly. Leviticus 26, and you will flee when no one is pursuing you. I will also bring weakness into their hearts and land of their enemies. And the sound of a driven leaf will chase them. And even when no one is pursuing, they will flee. Now Biden is going to abide by the August 31st pullout date required by the Taliban. Here is an article, Taliban spokesman barks new orders at Biden administration. No Afghans will be allowed to leave the country. So it's the Taliban ordering the U.S. president. Why doesn't the United States leave when we're ready to leave? Jocko Willink, a retired Navy SEAL, a popular podcaster, had a piece out last week where he said, if I were the president and I put our country into the current situation, I would tell Americans, our allies, our enemies, and the world something like this. And Jocko begins by taking full responsibility, and then he tells the Taliban to stand down because we're coming to rescue those who want to get out. Well, I could read this whole piece, but let's let Jocko speak for himself.
I wanted to give you an update on the current situation in Afghanistan. We were set to leave Afghanistan this month, and as we began the final drawdown, I made some critical errors. Namely, I underestimated the strength of the Taliban, and I overestimated the strength and capability of the friendly Afghan forces. This was my fault. And due to my mistake, the Taliban has taken control of Afghanistan. There are reports now that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are working alongside them. Unfortunately, there are tens of thousands of Americans on the ground there, as well as friends and allies of America on the ground. And these people, Americans and our allies, are all stranded. And that is my fault. But they will not be stranded for long. In the next 48 hours, America will be in control of most major airports in Afghanistan. Any resistance we meet from the Taliban or otherwise when we seize these airports will be destroyed completely and without mercy. From those airports, we will conduct rapid strike rescue missions until we have recovered and evacuated all our citizens, allies, and friends. Any person that interferes with these operations will be killed. We will also recover or destroy all aircraft, vehicles, weapons, and sensitive equipment that we left behind. Any person utilizing, guarding, or located in close proximity to these weapons or equipment will be killed. Once we have evacuated all friendly personnel and recovered or destroyed the weapons and equipment left behind, we will depart Afghanistan. But we will continue to monitor everything that happens in Afghanistan through our ground and airborne surveillance equipment. Terrorist training camps or activity will be targeted and destroyed. Gross violations of human rights will be stopped through overwhelming force. And any group in Afghanistan fighting for freedom, liberty, and basic human rights will be supported through special operations forces and ruthless precision air power. We will continue that dedicated support until the enemy is no longer a threat to humanity or to the good people of Afghanistan. May God bless America, and may God have mercy on the souls of our enemy, because we will not.
So why doesn't Biden do this? This is what I do. This is probably what you would do. And this is probably what Donald Trump would do if he were still president. Well, part of the reason is because Biden fears failure. A worse political fallout if he fails. Biden told U.S. commanders, if we try to rescue Americans trapped in Afghanistan, it could become another Black Hawk Down moment. So Biden's failure is due to fear, political optics, and maybe he just doesn't care. You know, another reason the left fails in military and foreign policy is because these leftists are so concerned about silly, self-indulgent woke issues, such as imposing transgenderism and proper pronouns upon our military. And because of this, they miss the real issues in life. The satirical site Babylon Bee had this headlines. Taliban enjoys good belly laugh over diversity training materials left behind by U.S. military. And also this headline, CNN praises Taliban for wearing masks during attack. Well, the sad thing is that this satire is becoming true. Wokeism has caused Americans to focus on the wrong issues. How deluded is the left? Well, how about this real headlines from CBS News? Climate change helps strengthen the Taliban. And they're serious. And remember, President Trump's Twitter account was removed because President Trump wasn't following Twitter's woke guidelines? But Twitter is now not canceling the Twitter accounts of the Afghanistan Taliban. Colorado Representative Doug Lamborn sent a letter to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, accusing them of double standards, asking, why does Twitter allow two Taliban spokesmen to have platforms, but restricts the First Amendment rights of a former U.S. president, President Trump? Well, we know why. Because Twitter is opposed to traditional American values, just like the Taliban. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, pointed out that after the Taliban took over, Biden comes out and does a speech about vaccines and masks and refuses to take any questions concerning Afghanistan. Quote from DeSantis, America's enemies view Biden as weak. He is more focused on masking kindergarteners than he is fixing serious problems in the world. The Texas congressman, Dan Crenshaw, he writes in the Wall Street Journal, he criticizes the left and Biden, who are pushing for their fantasy belief of no more endless wars. The endless war fallacy. There are many options between nation building and giving up. And we have found a good one in Afghanistan before President Biden abandoned it. Crenshaw goes on to write, they prefer to live in a dream world rather than face the reality that our enemies are ideologically opposed to Western civilization and will gladly stage another 9/11 if they have the opportunity and the means. Well, such is the naivety of the left, how it shows itself in wrong priorities and values, and a whole program could be dedicated to this aspect of the Afghanistan crisis, the naivety of the left. It's all because our leaders do not accept or practice a biblical worldview, and hence their policy is always flawed. You know, just like the biblical prophets constantly pointed out that ancient Israel had failed foreign policy because they had abandoned the Lord. So, in all this, the Biden administration is running for cover because they made a fatal foreign policy mistake that's going to go down in history as America's second Saigon, as in the shaming of America when Americans pulled troops out of Vietnam. 1 month earlier, when asked by reporters, would the pullout from Afghanistan be another Saigon? Biden said no. You will not see helicopters taking people off of embassy buildings. But the very thing Joe Biden said would not happen has happened. Even worse, people hanging onto planes and falling from the sky. We have to listen to that clip.
Some Vietnamese veterans see echoes of their experience in this withdrawal in Afghanistan. Do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling?
None whatsoever. Zero. What you had is you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of an embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comfortable.
Remember Robert Gates, who served as Defense Secretary under the Obama administration? He wrote in his memoirs that Joe Biden has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades, over 40 years, his entire time in the Senate, and his entire time as vice president. And in May of this year, Gates was interviewed again, restating the claim, and now it's come true, that Joe Biden is wrong in every foreign policy issue, and there's more to come. But again, why is that? Why is Joe Biden wrong? Because it's a spiritual, moral, worldview problem. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 5, evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all things. And why does the Christian community put Joe Biden into the evil king category? Well, remember, his first act as president was to expand abortion, to allow for transgender boys to be in girls' locker rooms and to play in girls' sports, to implement a whole host of leftist secular ideology. Joe Biden is right up there with Ahab and Jezebel promoting the values of Baal. And it's a true statement. If you can't figure out that abortion is infanticide, you will not be able to discern any other policy correctly. But Biden claimed he was going to bring empathy back to the White House in America, claiming that Trump and his administration had no empathy or compassion. Here's an article. Biden, who promised empathy in 2020, blasted for abandoning Americans overseas. The president who ran on empathy reveals his meanness. Biden said in the campaign, empathy matters, compassion matters. We have to reach out to one another to heal this country, and that's what I'll do as president, to restore the soul of America and to heal this country. Biden also claimed that Trump never said anything that approached a sincere expression of empathy for people who are hurting. Isaiah 16:6. We have heard the pride of Moab, an excessive pride, even his pride, arrogance, and fury. His idle boasts are false. Biden also promised to change America's standing in the world, and yet now we're the laughingstock of the world. From the Biden-Harris presidential campaign website, the power of America's example, the Biden plan for leading the democratic world to meet the challenges of the 21st century. Joe Biden announced that as president, he will advance the security, prosperity, and values of the United States by taking immediate steps to renew our own democracy and alliances, protect our economic future, and once more placing America at the head of the table, leading the world to address the most urgent global challenges. In the Biden administration, America will lead by example and rally the world to meet our common challenges that no one nation can face on its own. From climate change to nuclear proliferation, from great power aggressions to transnational terrorism, from cyber warfare to mass migration. Donald Trump's erratic policies and failure to uphold basic democratic principles have surrendered our position in the world, undermining our democratic alliances, weakening our ability to mobilize others to meet these challenges, and threatened our security and our future. Joe Biden. It was all lies. But Biden believed his own lies because he believed his ideology for dealing with sin in this world, that it's correct when it's not. And those who were also unprincipled and unbiblical fell for his lies because they too do not know the things that make for peace. Moving on, Biden and the administration have been doing damage control now, first avoiding questions, going on vacation, now blaming everybody but himself. And this is really a teachable moment to behold. It's like the blame shifting that went on when Hillary Clinton allowed terrorists to invade our embassy in Benghazi. Biden is claiming that his pullout was due to an agreement Trump made with the Afghan government and the Taliban to pull out in August, and that his hands were tied or handcuffed by this agreement. But President Trump made an agreement with the Afghanistans that required certain conditions. President Trump already delayed withdrawals because the Taliban weren't keeping their end of the bargain. Trump never agreed for the Taliban to take over the country and to run the Afghan president out of the country. But here's a bigger issue that I want to address. concerning failed foreign policy. Moral spiritual ignorance in this regard has been going on in America for a long time, destroying our foreign and domestic policy. The United States invaded Afghanistan in 2001, and for the last 20 years, we have been trying to turn Afghanistan into a Western democracy, a bulwark against radical Islam. But the error of American leaders, conservative and liberal, is attributing the source of our national greatness to freedom and democracy rather than to the gospel and to a Christian populace. Therefore, for the past 100 years, Americans have been trying to export freedom without exporting the gospel, expecting to get the same results as 1776 in other countries. But as John Adams wrote, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And the religion Adams was talking about was Christianity. For a non-Christian people, Adams wrote, they would break the Constitution as a whale goes through the net. But in secular America, since we attribute our greatness and our orderly society to the Constitution and freedom, rather than to the moral power of a people controlled by the Holy Spirit and the gospel, we think all people need is freedom. And rather than sending out missionaries, we just try to promote democracy. You know, I'm reminded of George Bush's statement in a speech he made at the UN, that the desire for freedom resides in every human heart. And with that policy, he assumed he could liberate Iraq and Afghanistan from Islamic totalitarian regimes. The French political philosopher Montesquieu, 1750, he's a man who held to a Christian worldview. He was a favorite philosopher of our founding fathers. He wrote that Islam as a religion is antithetical to democracy. Because Montesquieu understood that the God Allah was of a different character than the God of the Bible, Jehovah. And your worldview and your policy is based upon your cultural theology. Allah is a God of submission and bondage, religiously and politically. Christianity and Christ is a God of liberty. Galatians 5:1, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Afghanistan never became a Christian nation, let alone allow for any religious freedom. The State Department, under the Christian Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, put out this statement about religious freedom in Afghanistan. Pompeo started to get the State Department focusing on religious freedom again. Afghanistan was rated 3 in religious oppression, right behind North Korea and Somalia. 48,000 mosques and not one church, because churches are illegal in Afghanistan. Here's a report from the State Department. The Constitution establishes Islam as the state religion, but stipulates followers of religions other than Islam may exercise their faith within the limits of the law. Now, let me pause here and point out what that means. Sure, you can practice your other religions if it's allowed by law, but it's not allowed by the law. Going on here, conversion from Islam to another religion is considered apostasy, which is punishable by death, imprisonment, or confiscation of property, according to the Sunni Islamic School of Jurisprudence. The Constitution states that the Sunni Islamic School of Jurisprudence shall apply if there is no provision in the Constitution or other laws about a case. The penal code includes punishment for verbal and physical assault on a follower of any religion or punishment for insults or distortions directed toward Islam, including in cyberspace. So Afghanistan was destined to fall as a nation because the truth of Christ was suppressed. The light of Christ was snuffed out, and without Christ, there can be no success or freedom. The ideology of every other religion, including secularism, is religious and political bondage because that's the way of Satan. If American politicians, policymakers, statesmen would have appreciated that Christ is the basis for all national success, they would not have invested in Afghanistan, or rather, would have required religious freedom and a Christian state. South Korea became a successful nation because in the 20th century, the president of Korea opened the door to Christian missionaries from America. Afghanistan didn't do this. In 1945, 2% of the population in Korea was Christian. In 1991, 25% was Christian. Christian missionaries in Korea started 293 schools and 40 universities. And that was the key to Korea's success. Not simply political democracy. Political democracy was the caboose. The Christian faith was the engine. But secular politicians, strategists, advisors in America today don't believe this. Instead, they turn to human freedom and what man can do for deliverance. And that's what's meant to trust in man, to trust in the flesh. Jeremiah 17:5. Cursed is the man or the nation that trusts the flesh and whose heart turns away from the Lord. And our leaders didn't believe in Psalm 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Lord there is all caps. The word is Jehovah. Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah. Bible study time here. People often read Psalm 33:12 as if it's saying, blessed is the nation whose God is a generic God. Call him Allah, call him Vishnu, whatever. But the specific reference in Psalm 33 is to the character of Jehovah God as opposed to other gods, the character of the Holy God of Israel. In the days in which the Psalms were written, the attack on the truth of God was this claim that other nations also had the true God. The Philistines had Dagon. The Canaanites had Baal. The Babylonians had Bel. What's wrong with these gods? Well, they didn't reflect the true character and the morality of God, and that's idolatry. It's not just worshiping God through a stone that's idolatry. It's the wrong definition of God that goes with it that's idolatry. Why is a mischaracterization of God so debilitating for a nation? Because when the character of God is wrong, so also is the people's morality. So the truth claim in Psalm 33 is that only Jehovah God is the Lord, and therefore he is the only source of national success, as the text goes on to say. The king is not saved by a mighty army. A warrior is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a false hope for victory, nor does it deliver anyone by its great strength. Behold, the eyes of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope for his loving kindness. Again, Mike Pompeo, serious Christian, Secretary of State under Donald Trump, implemented a new foreign policy for the United States, where the United States would not simply support nations that have human rights, but nations that have the right priority in human rights. Pompeo implemented a hierarchy of human rights. Religious freedom was to be on the top of the list. There is a reason the First Amendment of the United States, the Bill of Rights, is freedom of religion. Because without freedom of religion, all other human rights quickly collapse. Well, with Pompeo's new policy, if a country did not have religious freedom, it would be censored by the United States. And this would also put pressure on Afghanistan and other countries to allow Christianity. Religious freedom is always favors Christianity. And when Pompeo came out with this policy, the left went ballistic because they wanted abortion and LGBTQ issues to be front and center in human rights, not religious freedom. And every single media outlet wrote an article criticizing Mike Pompeo. And as soon as Biden was in office, he had his new Secretary of State overturn Mike Pompeo's policy. Washington AP article. In a sharp rebuke to Trump-era policies, Secretary of State Blinken on Tuesday formally scrapped a blueprint championed by his predecessor to limit U.S. promotion of human rights abroad to causes favored by conservatives, like religious freedom and property rights, while dismissing reproductive and LGBTQ rights. Blinken said, a report prepared for former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that sought to pare down the number of freedoms prioritized in U.S. foreign policy was unbalanced, did not reflect Biden administration policies, and would not guide them. Biden was not interested in religious freedom. So we see that the very solution to the problem in Afghanistan, Biden and his administration opposed. They did not know the things that make for peace. It's as if God saw fit to quickly rebuke the Biden administration for implementing its secular ideology. God demonstrating immediately what happens to a nation that abandons God's truth for falsehood. So now, Biden and the left have to own America's defeat in Afghanistan. Washington Post article, nearly 20 years of war, 10 days to fail. New York Times, 20 years, U.S. war ends as it began with the Taliban ruling Afghanistan. But it's actually worse. The Taliban now rule more of Afghanistan than they did 20 years ago. And the irony is that America named its war in Afghanistan Operation Enduring Freedom. God rebuked the pride in that slogan. Biden has been given a new slogan and a hat to go along with his policy, the Maytag hat, Make the Taliban Great Again. Or how about this from PJ Media? Joe Biden is now the world's top arms supplier of arms to terrorists. New York Post headline, not Dunkirk in World War II, but now Dumbkirk. Here's a picture of the Taliban with U.S. vehicles, weapons, and uniforms guarding the Kabul airport. And Taliban fighters recreated the famous Iwo Jima photograph to mock the United States, and they're putting up an Islamic flag. So this event will define Biden and Biden's presidency. In his hubris, he thought he would end his political career in honor, but like Haman in the Bible, he is hanging on his own gallows. God will not let those who defy his word go down to the grave in peace. God is making sure that the incompetence of leftist ideology is put on display for all the world to see. Everyone serves some purpose, even if it's to be a bad example, to show the people of this world the end of apostasy, the end of humanistic ideology. And this is another Bible study moment. This is the biblical teaching of being put to shame, which is used over 155 times in Scripture. It's a curse that comes upon those who do not follow the word of the Lord. The Hebrew word to be put to shame means to fail or to fall into disgrace. There are some other Hebrew words used in this regard: to be humiliated, to be shattered, to be dismayed. And these words were used continually by the prophets and in the Psalms in regard to describing what will come upon the ungodly. Isaiah chapter 30. Therefore, the safety of Pharaoh will be your shame, and the shelter in the shadow of Egypt your humiliation. Everyone will be ashamed because of a people who cannot profit them, who are not for help or profit, but for shame and also for reproach. In other words, Israel, rather than obeying and trusting God for national victory, they turn to foreign policy and alliances and to ungodly leaders. Therefore, it was the plan of God to put Israel to shame through these things. Later in the days of the prophet Jeremiah, it was the same message of shame that had come and will come upon Israel. Jeremiah 2:26, as a thief is shamed when he is discovered, so the house of Israel is shamed. They, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets. In Jeremiah chapter 8:9, the wise men are put to shame. They are dismayed and caught. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what kind of wisdom do they have? So rather than repenting of national sins, Israel thought it could beat the Babylonians. But if God was not blessing, no plans would succeed. So being put to shame by defeat, economically, socially, militarily, is the curse that comes upon an ungodly nation. Jeremiah 17:13. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you will be put to shame. Those who turn away on earth will be written down because they have forsaken the fountain of living water, even the Lord. So write it down. Record it in the annals of history that the United States was defeated by Bedouin sheep herders, by false religion, because the United States didn't follow the Lord, choosing not to believe what God's word says about evil and the cure for evil. Well, I've gone kind of long here. I've got to end. I want to talk some more about the shame that has come upon the nation of Afghanistan itself, but that's going to be for another YouTube. This news item is far from over. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. Thank you for including God and Country as one part of your discipleship in the Word. Subscribe, like, share, leave a comment below, and may Jesus Christ reign.